Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Fuck that noise. We're not quitting.
You're listening to the F That Noise podcast featuring Pete Melia.
But we're talking about shit here.
Jamie Klein.
No one wants to smell your dirty fucking shit.
Mike Burdick.
I feel like I'm in group.
Steve Taylor.
Is he getting his ball slapped by some other dude?
And Keith Grieve.
You get a fucking sausage.
Keep going. We'll see if we can get another episode out of this, but that makes my editing life a lot easier.
Out of this? Out of this?
I don't think that's going to happen. You're going to lose Steve and Pete in about 5 seconds.
Well, yeah.
No. Only a couple things in my life takes 5 seconds.
But Steve's only been on the air for about 3 minutes, so he should have enough time.
That's how long it takes.
Oh.
It does? Oh. Does that include the drive over?
That time with me, you did 3 minutes.
Oh.
Whoa.
It's not the distance I was talking about. I was looking to see.
Over
to shoulder. That's right.
As Mike traverses to his bar.
That was a fevered over the shoulder.
It was.
Oh, you fucks.
Oh, boy.
Mike's giving it to a bottle of Pepsi. That's fucking.
What?
Pete pulls out fucking Ghislaine Maxwell. That was a fucking winner right there.
That really was.
I gotta tell you, that might have been one of my favorite episodes in a long time.
That was really good.
I'm sorry. Jamie and I have way too much fun over putting that Utini in every time Mike talks. And
it is Jack Dex.
I always forget about it.
I think that's funny.
I know, we're sitting here like dying laughing over a stabbing murder. Like,
that's what it came out like. It was like,
but that's what we've been reduced to, you know?
Yeah.
It's not really our fault.
No.
Gotta fucking laugh.
Well, what are you gonna do?
That thing is shackled.
No one but the five of us knew that was the reason. So everybody thought you were laughing and murdered.
Now, you know what, Jamie? We'll do this. We'll do this like an after show episode.
It can be.
What's that?
We'll do this as like a behind the scenes episode, like an after
show. Yeah, that noise after dark.
Okay.
I gotta stop saying dark during this fucking episode. I'm getting a lot of trouble.
Yeah, you know, we're learning.
None of it has been in the right context.
We're learning a lot about you.
Are you, Keith? Are you?
I think so.
Ray.
Oh, fuck.
I don't think you're crazy.
I haven't sat in this murder basement in a while. Are you, Keith? Are you?
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
no.
God. So, anybody's...
Mike is sitting very provocatively. I can't really concentrate on it.
He wants you to look at his... He wants to show you his goods. He wants to show you his goods. Show us your goods. Oh. Dear God. You gotta remember.
I got a funny story. Are we recording it now?
Yeah, we're live on Facebook and we're recording. So go ahead.
I have a funny story.
Mike is live.
There is some video that we did in high school and it was like the camera's going all over in my parents' house, and it like zooms up to Mike.
So,
and the camera goes down, and Mike's grabbed his balls and it's like, massaging it like it's fucking Play-Doh.
Is Play-Doh?
No, it gets even better.
I gotta tell you, Dane.
Oh my god!
You really have to be more specific.
It's better because I remember we had the video in, and my dad walked in. We had rewound it because we were laughing so hard. My dad walked in. What the hell is this? Big close up of Mike just like totally going to town. It's like fucking, like it would fucking kill me if I did that to myself. I'd be so dead. Mike was like massaging his thing. Like it's the fucking scene from Ghost. He's just
like, like it's the scene from Ghost.
Patrick Swayze helped him?
Oh my god.
Dancing with the
Righteous Brothers were playing. It's like, oh.
Oh, Jesus.
I still remember that.
Oh, god. Oh, it's fucking Jack Dark.
In the comments here, Matt Cooper says, Maury used to never shut the fuck up. Matt Cooper says, Maury used to never shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, Maury.
Cooper.
I know.
Who's Justin Balls?
He's a loyal listener. Why didn't he put any picks?
Maybe he joined late. Matt, are you still watching?
I want to hear Coop's picks.
Fucking Coop's.
Give me Matt Cooper. If you're still watching, put in the comments your wild card celebrity death pool pick. Who you think is going to be the first to kick the bucket in 2022?
Imagine if we did four rounds and somebody came in and delivered a wild card and won.
Yeah, like Matt Cooper be the one that grabs a hoodie on one pick, just freaking mic drop and walk out the door.
I got to say, other than Michelle, this year we all put up some really solid picks of people that might actually go.
What do you mean other than Michelle? She's going to win.
All three of hers are going to live for a very long life.
You know she's going to win.
I don't know. If you're a betting person, I don't know, but let's hope they do.
So some people that didn't get drafted this year, Betty White for obvious reasons, Jerry Lee Lewis, Richard Simmons.
Yeah, right?
Richard
Jerry
Simmons.
Lee Lewis is alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
Richard Simmons.
I had June Lockhart, who played Maureen Robinson, Lost in Space. She's 96.
Hey, you know what?
Richard Simmons is right.
And John Astin.
Oh.
Yeah. Lost track of that one. Yeah.
I was going to say Louis Gossett Jr.
Yeah, oh, right?
He's still alive.
He's still alive?
Yeah, I met him this summer. He's in a wheelchair.
Oh, that's right. I remember you sent that picture.
As old as piss.
I definitely had him. I had Carl Reiner.
Oh, you had Carl Reiner last year? Oh, man, Mike, everyone on your list died.
You didn't have Carl Reiner last year. You had Dick Van Dyke, Christopher Plummer, Jonathan Banks, and Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Mike did choose John because I was like, oh, you think Mike from...
And then...
Johnson.
I had Angela Lansbury, John? Mel Brooks again.
Well, here's the thing with him from Better Call Saul. I just he always looks so old, and I'm like, are they going to be able to get this show done before he dies? Because they have one more season.
Who's that?
So I put that as a wild card pick because I think that like he's going to die and fuck up that whole.
I think your better pick would be Bob Odenkirk.
Well, but no, you get younger people, quote unquote, younger people who have that heart attack and they turn their whole life around.
True.
So they, once you have that warning and you're able to survive it, you end up living a long time.
That's true. Yeah.
You look at like Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith had that massive heart attack
and now he's a vegan and
yeah, he lost like 150 pounds. He walks every day and
could have fucking picked him.
He's not going anywhere.
No, it's just his writing that died this year. Yeah.
Died a long time ago.
Yeah, I was going to say that writing died a long
time ago. JB last year picked Norman Lear.
Ooh.
Yeah, and the guy's still alive. And he's still on he is TV still. And like, he's fine.
So they just did. Wasn't he part of that stupid live taping they do?
I actually thought it was kind of funny.
The All in the Family one?
Yeah, no. I watched the one recently, Facts of Life and Different.
Oh, Strokes. Facts of Life.
The Different Strokes one had Kevin Hart. That's fucking funny.
Kevin Hart is Arnold.
Yeah. Oh my god, I was laughing my ass off because he's so small. And he's like jumping on people. John Lithgow played Mr. Drummond.
Oh, Zoo.
That's
oh my God. So John Lithgow's carrying Kevin Hart. screaming over that. That's hilarious.
Does Brad Pitt play the bike shop owner who tries to get them to play Aquaman? Kevin Hart's standing there with his shirt off.
Which, not for nothing, kids. It's suspicious enough when a stranger wants you to take your shirt off, but you know he's up to something when he wants you to play Aquaman.
Yeah.
That should have been like everyone's tip off. Last year, Jamie also picked Jim Brown.
Yeah, wow. That's right. I picked the Blacks.
Oh my God, Jamie.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I noticed that. I'm just saying. I've noticed. Look at my trend.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong. And I think that you called me on picking the first black pick the first year we did it.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, yeah. Mike likes his dark meat. And then
I don't know what else to do.
Hey, I'm quoting history. It's written.
Where do I go? What do I do?
Oh my God! It was so well placed.
Where do I go from here?
Jesus, what are you?
So, if we go back to 2020, the first year that we did one of these, Pete picked first, and his first pick of the first round was Alex Trebek.
Nice.
Then he had Betty White.
Ooh.
And then he picked Bob Barker. So, Steve had Gene Hackman, Mel Brooks, and Mickey Rourke. Mike had Dick Van Dyke again, Sidney Poitier, and Jerry Stiller. He won with Jerry Stiller.
Jerry Stiller.
Apparently, I had an Angela Lansbury crush.
What did Jamie have?
Jamie had Carl Reiner, Dabney Coleman, and Louis Gossett Jr.
And the Krabs.
I had Angela Lansbury, Olivia de Havilland, and Cloris Leachman.
Yeah, see, I feel like that was my mistake, picking the same one again this year. That might have been my flaw there.
Well, going Bob Barker?
Out of spite, they'll just live, you know?
I'm still holding out for Dick Van Dyke. I think he's going.
Yeah, I did the same thing with Sidney Poitier.
I feel like Mike is like that meme poking Dick Van Dyke with a stick saying, come on, do something.
Hey, I'm just saying I'm out for that death job, you know, with the, you know, the scythe and, you know, the whole hood. I'm up for that after, you know, I'm good at this.
I'm telling you, who was your first pick again? I close the list down.
Mine, Angela.
Yeah, if we wake up tomorrow morning and Angela Lansbury is dead. Fucking.
It probably won't be the first pick. It'll be Dick Van Dyke or it'll be.
I'm going to think about whether I should call the authorities. I'm just going to say that.
Okay.
I'm not saying I will, but
all I say is I have an alibi. I never leave the fucking house.
Oh, okay. Well, that works.
There you go.
I have an alibi.
That works. Steve, you brought up the old Lost in Space. I just found the remake on Netflix. Did anybody else watch that?
The thing was horrible. No,
I heard it was bad. I didn't see
it. It was boring as shit.
You guys didn't like it?
I didn't see it. I heard bad things about it.
So oh, I'm fucking into it.
The what is it now?
Lost in Space.
They remade Lost in Space into two seasons, I think it is.
I didn't even know they did that. Okay.
Or three?
You thought it was boring?
I mean, I only made it through the first three episodes and I thought they were boring.
No, you gotta watch it to the end.
A lot of shows I've watched like five seasons and I'm like, fuck, why didn't I stop four seasons ago?
Well, you're not wrong there. But
how about that? What's a TV show you stuck with to the end? Even though you knew, it's like, this show sucks, but you still did.
Lost.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I lost
Jump the Shark, and I stayed with it like two more seasons.
Yeah,
until it ended.
I didn't watch it till the end, but I stuck with Arrow longer than I should have.
For me, it was it still is Walking Dead.
See, I've never seen Walking Dead.
I got off the boat on that one a while ago.
Yeah, I jumped a ship on that.
I've never seen that. I've never seen Game of Thrones.
The first season is pretty watchable. Say that.
So there was this Netflix show called The October Faction. It was only one season. And Audrey and I started watching it because it's supposed to have like a supernatural theme with monster hunters and stuff. Two episodes in, we knew it was a bad show, but we kept watching it just because we kind of got hooked into it. And every episode we kept saying, this is the worst fucking show. Why are we watching it? And we made it. It only lasted one season and we made it to the end. And we were like, Jesus, that was a bad idea.
But did you ever watch a show and like have it suck, but you just keep watching it because you start just ripping on it and it just becomes a thing? Like,
I did it
with CSI, like million years ago when the first one was out. Everyone's like, this show is genius. And I'm watching it and I'm just like, I just thought it was just so embarrassingly stupid and bad and horrifying acting. Like, it was just masterful. We would just rip on it endlessly. And every time you get together with people, I'm like, oh, you see CSI? I'm like, yeah, it's fucking hilarious. You see how stupid this was? And everyone's like, what? You don't think that's funny? Seriously? You think that's a
show? I've never seen one episode of that show.
I think that any of those procedurals that had like a million spinoffs, like CSI, Law and Order,
Law and Order SVU surpassed Law and Order, though.
Yeah, I'll give you that. But I just think that like some of the other ones they came out with, like Law and Order Jaywalkers, I think was a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah. No, Hookers.
Didn't they have Law and
Order? Law and Order, J-Steve.
Law and Order, CSI, Element.
Hookers.
Didn't they have like L.A. or California or something? It was terrible.
Yeah, they tried. They had Terrence Howard, I think, was on the L.A. one.
Were we still talking CSI or Law and Order?
Fuck you, Mike. I hate you, Burke. God damn it. You're 1 year away from being my wild card.
Yeah. 1 year? Yeah. Boy, you better hurry.
Well, I figured that's how long it's going to take to pickle that liver fully. So
that thing's gone. CSI. I haven't slept in like 3 weeks, and my liver's gone. I'm
good.
It's gonna be a while.
You're on the bar.
So Mike, you said you finally saw Get Back. You understand
I didn't see all of it yet, but I've watched a good portion.
Wait. You said you saw it.
I did, but I haven't finished. It's like 36 hours long.
It's long as tits. Yeah.
But I saw enough so far. I'm gonna finish
it. It's 3 2-hour movies.
Saggy tits.
Huh?
It's 3 2-hour movies.
No, they're longer, Keith.
No,
it's
two and a
longer.
Half.
It's
two and they're like two it and a half. One was two hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah, the second one.
Yeah. I'm still on part three. I finished.
I'm into the third episode.
Yeah.
When it's something that I'm like, you definitely have a feel for it. Yeah, when it's something that I'm all about, I'm fucking like in it. Like, I don't care how long.
I'll be honest with you. At first, I was not a fan.
Sorry.
At first, I was not a fan. When they were just going back and forth, and they weren't really doing anything, and it was just like, oh, let's try this song. Oh, let's try this song. And it's like, obviously, you get the dynamic. Like, Paul McCartney was trying to do business and was being a little bossy, and George Harrison was getting a little pissed off, and John was like, whatever the fuck, but like, and Ringo was whatever the hell he was doing.
I'm Ringo, I'm just here for the paycheck.
That's the thing, like, he knows, like, he's like, I'll be the first to go.
Jerking off his king.
It is.
I'm Ringo.
King, Ringo.
I like to write on a face.
But yeah,
I'm the octopus. I like Debbie Samuels.
Octopus. Why is
that clowning me so much?
Say
I'm the walrus. I said I'm the octopus.
I wrote Octopus's Garden after a night in Ronda Glory Hole.
It was all about Renee Secuda's bitch box.
You're digging deep into that bag for some of these names,
oh,
though.
Oh, God.
I know. They're all, I'm probably going to see half these people.
Yeah.
I just feel that if every Beatles fan in the late 60s had seen this, then no one would have been even surprised or upset that they broke up.
See, yeah. I didn't get that at the end. I mean, you haven't watched it to the end, though.
I haven't watched the end, and maybe there's this miraculous thing, but honestly, there can't fucking be because they broke up.
No, I'm telling you, when you watch the end, in the end, when they're in the studio and they do the rooftop concert, they're together. They're playing together. They're a band.
I get it, but for the 76 hours before that, they're bitching at each other.
I know.
And they're mad at each other, and it's like they're no longer creating as a unit. And it's like if everyone had seen that and seen how John couldn't wait to get the fuck out of there and how he showed up 6 hours late every day and he couldn't wait to get the fuck out of there, how George Harrison was obviously feeling stifled by the two of them and especially Paul – They were ready to explode, and I feel like everyone would have benefited from seeing that footage in the late 60s and just been like, oh, I get it. Okay.
But they weren't – that would never happen. There would never be explosive footage because they never actually looked each other in the eye and told each other what they actually felt. George just got up and walked, see you at the clubs. John and Paul had that secret recording.
You don't think that that's apparent?
John and Paul had a secret conversation where apparently they were the most direct they've ever been at each other. And if you listen to that conversation, it's all passive-aggressive bullshit.
Yeah, no, but it's all Paul McCartney's like, yep, okay, yep, yep.
It's very British of them, like the whole thing.
Yeah,
you know,
just, yeah. Nobody
has to quiet
desperation, like die with
anymore?
Your feelings.
No, you put four people together at that level of scrutiny that they went through in the mid-60s. There's no way they make that through. You think about it, the Beatles... Did I miss something?
I've started laughing because Steve is looking up at the sky for a while, and then I started laughing that he busted out laughing.
His edibles.
Steve, why are you in a rape base?
I literally looked up and Steve is literally
I'm just trying not to laugh because I had the fucked up thought that Burdick's description of Get Back is like my ejaculation.
How many times?
It's all fevered and angered. And then there's some happiness and some sadness, and then it explodes.
Yeah. Like, only somebody could have saw it coming. Like, you know, they could have saw it like feverishly. They would have known that was going to happen. You know?
From start to finish. Yeah, like, describe my ejaculation through the penis.
Dear God. Don't you see me pumping vigorously?
Instead of, it was going to eventually
happen.
But if it was,
that was a well-played zoo, by the way.
If it was about Steve's ejaculation, it wouldn't be Get Back, it would be Honor Back.
No, I can't get that far. I'm not like Mike. I don't have the distance.
Ninja Karen.
That's not me. No, I just feel like I felt like as I was watching the documentary, I feel like they made the documentary as if they'd already broken up and they were trying to explain it to the audience.
Hmm. Okay.
But there's a piece of that. There's a piece of that dynamic that gets explained in the text, but you don't really have a feel for it until you watch them just try to fucking figure out how to get in front of each other. That the last two albums weren't recorded with each other. They were all overdubs. And so it was really McCartney.
Same with Zeppelin.
Well, every band goes through it. The production value goes up, and they're never the same band that they were when they started. But McCartney wanted them to get to learn how to play in a band, and none of them had any fucking interest in it at first. And then when you get to the studio in episode 3, they start to just get down to the music. Like, the bullshit goes away for a period of time, and they're just playing music.
Maybe then, that's the third. Maybe that's the end of the episodes. But I didn't see the bullshit go away in the entire time I was watching it.
Maybe you should watch the whole thing. Again, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Let's do that.
Okay.
Mike's all pissed now.
Mike's no.
All, Mike's all pissed
the opposite
now.
Of that.
Well, I'm absolutely not pissed
Mike's
off.
Mike's all pissed.
Look no. At him. No. Man. No. You stop it. You two stop it.
What I was pissed about was that I didn't want to watch anything by Peter Jackson. And here I am watching something Peter Jackson.
Keith doesn't know Peter Jackson, but he was the bomb in Phantoms.
Because I because what I think the Beatles only recorded like a half hour of material, and he brought John Lennon back to life so that Peter Jackson could have like a 76 hour odyssey. Because that jagoff just wants a long movie.
I got shit out of his long movies.
I think the first cut of that movie was like 8 hours long or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Or no.
Well, the first cut is the deepest. So.
It was. That's true. It finished up at 8 hours. I think the first cut was like 12 hours or 14 hours or something like that. He had to cut so much out.
God. Yeah, he's so stupid.
Dear God. Mike's miserable now. Look at him. Look at him. He's miserable.
Should have taken his gas station drugs.
Yeah. So wait, now I'm putting two and two together. Was the X sign you bought the gummies at the same one where the woman got stabbed?
No, I said it was a ShopRite.
Oh, there's a convenience store.
Where I do my actual shopping. I don't shop.
Shop smart. Shop not by smart.
There it is.
It's not ShopRite. It's Shop Fight.
Every time my mother comes down here, she asks me, why don't you just go to Wegmans? I'm like, because it's a fucking half hour from here.
Martini!
Oh shit!
He's like perfect. He's like a half hour.
Martini.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
I'm fucking dead. I gotta get the fuck off of this noise.
That's right. All right, this is a good time to. This has been the after party here on F That Noise. Hope you all enjoyed it. All right, see you, folks.
I get the scene out of here.
Carissa.
All right, you fucks. It's a goddamn good show.
Hey.
We gotta come up with some kind of list that we could do every now and then. Oh, there we go. That's his list. I didn't say trivia night, James.
Jimmy had enough.
Oh, yeah.
All right, bye, guys.
See ya.
Bye. All right, gentlemen.
Head over to fthatnoisepod.com. fthatnoisepod.com. fthatnoisepod.com.
That's pretty much it.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.